This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Family and friends at this hour are honoring George Floyd with a private funeral in the U.S. city of Houston. 2 weeks after his death in police custody inspired renewed protests against police brutality in numerous cities across the country. Philanice Floyd spoke at a vigil last night for his brother.
The police, but we have bad police. You can't sort them out, so we got to figure it out right now. So right now, I want everybody to start voting. Council meetings and everything, to get everything together little by little.
Meanwhile, the Black Lives Matter movement maintains its energy not only throughout the United States, but the great globe itself. After the funeral, Houston police will escort the funeral procession to the nearby city of Pearland, where Floyd will be buried next to his mother. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. Justice in Policing Act would be a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. President Donald Trump is conflating it with his outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. He met yesterday at the White House with law enforcement officials.
There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace.
This is VOA News. North Korea says it will cut off all lines of official dialogue with South Korea. The latest escalation, some analysts say, in Pyongyang's efforts to unilaterally ramp up tensions with Seoul. Charles de Ledesma of the Associated Press files this report.
A newsreader appears on a broadcast to announce the cut of cross-border contacts with the South, a move experts say could signal Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the U.S. to ease sanctions. The North has been stridently attacking the South with statements since last week, but the war of words is not always broadcast to the population at home. North Korea as well is escalating pressure on the South for failing to stop activists from floating anti-Pyongyang leaflets across their tense border.
That's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Riot police officers charged at thousands of protesters who defied a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement on Tuesday night, Hong Kong time. People began gathering in the business district of central Hong Kong in the early evening. Some held up banners saying Hong Kong independence and shouting slogans. Dozens of riot police descended and conducted body searches on many. They ordered crowds to leave, saying they would take part in unimproved gathering and would arrest them if they did not abide. A man who swore at police officers was swiftly detained while crowds chanted anti-police slogans. An Iranian man who provided information to U.S. and Israeli intelligence services on the whereabouts of Iran's slain Revolutionary Guards commander Qasem Soleimani has been caught and sentenced to death, according to Iran's judiciary. A judiciary spokesman said that today Syed Mahmoud Mousavi Majid was linked to the Israeli Mossad and the CIA and had gathered and shared with them security information in return for U.S. dollars. On January 3rd, a U.S. drone strike in Iraq killed Soleimani, the leader of the Revolutionary Guards Quds force. Washington blames Soleimani for masterminding attacks by Iran-aligned militias on U.S. forces in the region. Malaysian authorities have detained 269 Rohingya refugees and found a body on board a suspected smuggling boat they said had been intentionally damaged so it couldn't be turned back to sea. How long the Rohingya were at sea and where they came from was not disclosed. Hundreds of thousands of ethnic Muslim Rohingya have fled Myanmar and many live in refugee camps in Bangladesh. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.